Gabis and Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some Balita community announcements, along with a plethora of music and news from the news desk. But for right now, we're going to head over to our community announcement section of the show. In regards to our first community announcement for the evening, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their family camp out from August 8th through the 10th at the Lake Independence Marsh View Group Camp in Baker Park, which is located at 4002 County Road 24 in Maple Plain, Minnesota. The camp opens on Friday, August the 8th at 4 p.m. Some of the activities that you will be able to find at the annual camp out are potluck, games, karaoke, bingo, movie, and popcorn, and bonfire with s'mores. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Mary Jane at 763-742-5507. In regards to our other committee announcement that is also taking place next weekend, on Saturday, August the 9th, the Philippine Center of Minnesota will be having a free health clinic from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The Philippine Center of Minnesota is located at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. Some of the key services provided during this event is medical consultation, blood pressure monitoring, health care information, and record review. Open to individuals age 65 and older, as well to newly arrived teachers and nurses. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Dodge at 651-260-1072. And a couple weeks back here on the Filipino American National News, we were able to interview first-time author Daphne Fama, whose book, House of Monstrous Woman, will be being released on August the 12th, which is a Tuesday, in about 9 days or so. And if you didn't get a chance to catch that interview with Daphne Fama, the first-time author of House of Monstrous Women, you can find it on the Philippine American National News' Facebook page. That, along with many other video interviews that we have done through the course of the last couple of years as well. But for right now, we're going to play a song from a Christian rapper who's originally from the Tennessee area and now makes her home here in the Twin Cities. It's the performer by the name of Selena Lena, and this is her song entitled I Go.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. I go by Lena. Know that the game that's a major. I'm in a new season. I like my chicken with seasoning. I'm black and Filipina. I believe in Jesus. Living my life through the pieces. Go double tap on my racing. Put you in shock like a seizure. Other rappers give you amnesia. Spread the word till you're like measles. Holy Spirit, that me so lethal. I kill them all, but it's legal. Purse for the souls, need a needle. Rolling down the block, two-seater. Drim through traffic in a Beamer. God got grace, I ain't even need it. Holla at my brother, cause he need a reason. Why you say grace if you don't really mean it? I ain't with a snake, that was back in Eden. Food on your plate, well, you better eat it. Put it all to waste, you will never see it. Life is but a breath, then you can't repeat it. I do what I say, or it ain't even. Get my hair dead, so it stay even. Haters tryna kill the vibe, but stay cheesy. You ain't with the gang, go ahead and leave it. One-way team, and it's all I'm needed. Let me switch up. Catch me outside. Holla at your brother cause he see me on the side. He been looking at me cause I seem to be his type. If he ain't really about it, tell him not to waste my time. I go by Lena. Know that the game that's a major. I'm in a new season. I like my chicken with seasoning. I'm black and Filipino. I believe in Jesus. Living my life through the pieces. Go double tap on my racing. I was just made with a gift. Didn't know that I was spare. Could never do nothing like this, and now I'm running this race where I fit. Look, I don't even care about looking funny. Everybody worry about following the trend. Let me go ahead and blow your mind. You can get a second deal. You can take it all in. Y'all don't even know me, dude. Yeah, I said my name, but I'm awfully rude. Now I'm just playing. Anybody know me, know I'm sweet like a lamb. And I'm bad. Looking in the mirror like, wow. Look at my style. Stunning on these haters like, ouch. I got bigger, better goals, finna come up on me, and he already put me to the top. I've been put up on a certain path, only God knows if I'll ever be the one to stop. I was born in 98, 20 years straight, and I'm just getting started like I'm on a date. Got a lot of work ahead, so I gotta put it all together like I'm running out of tape. Satisfied, that's a true feeling that I really like, but that don't mean I'm really gonna compromise. I just know I gotta get ahead in life, sorry, gotta run a light. Anything that's not for the good, gotta curve right. And if you ain't with my team, better step aside. I can never fall for another type of life. I go by Lena. Know that the game nice to meet ya. I'm in a new season. I like my chicken with seasoning. I'm black and Filipino. I believe in Jesus. Living my life through the pieces. Go double tap on my racing.
Once again, that was Selena Lena with I Go By Lena. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul. You can also be heard online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. And you can also do it via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store, and our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from the navalnews.com. The joint drills, dubbed as Maritime Cooperative Activity, will be held starting August the 3rd as visiting Indian naval ships depart Manila Harbor, says Indian Ambassador to the Philippines, Shirai Hashur Kumar Jain, who spoke before the Philippines' national security officials, diplomats, defense attachés, and other guests as a reception aboard the INS Shakti, the A-57, on July the 31st. The historic visit of the Indian naval ships and the upcoming maiden maritime cooperation activity collectively set a positive tone for the state visit of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to India next week, underscoring the deepening partnership and expanding cooperation between our two nations, he said. Indian Navy ships, guided missile destroyers, the INS Delhi fleet tanker, and the INS Shakti, and the anti-submarine warfare corvette, the INS Kilton, docked in Manila on July 30 for a port visit. Surveillance ships INS Sandehayak is suspected to arrive in Manila on August the 1st. The visit of the Indian naval ships to the Philippines is a powerful testament to the enduring friendship and growing maritime cooperation between the two countries. It also symbolizes our shared commitment to the freedom of navigation and a free, open, rule-based Indo-Pacific region, Jane said. The Philippines and India are situated in the strategically important regions, face comparable security challenges, and are committed to maritime, free, open, and rule-based region. In 2023, India joined other friendly nations, urging China to respect the 2016 arbitral ruling that voided Beijing's sweeping claims in the South China Sea. Armed Forces of the Philippines Chief General Browner Jr., Chief Romeo Browner Jr., described the upcoming coordinated patrol as a clear demonstration of our mutual resolve to safeguard freedom of navigation and uphold the law of the sea. The Philippines has carried out similar patrols with the United States, Australia, Japan, France, and Canada. As we stand to watch over a region vital to global trade and security, we do not do so in isolation, but in partnership with nations who share our values, he said. Defense ties of the two countries deepened significantly in recent years through the capacity building, education and training exchanges, and information sharing. The Philippines is the first overseas customer to receive the BrahMos missile system from India for a contract worth $374.9 million in January of 2022. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from a group known as Todo Pasa. And the name of this song is Manila Girl. Todo Pasa with their song, Manila Girl. And now back to the news desk. And this comes from the Inquiry Net. The pineapple remained as the world's second largest, the Philippines remained as the world's second largest pineapple exporter in the previous year on account of increased shipment to major markets. In the latest tropical fruit market review, the Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO, of the United Nations and the Philippines delivered around 680,000 metric tons of pineapples in 2024. This means an increase of 14.1%. The report said that the Philippines supplied more pineapples to key import markets, namely China, Japan, and South Korea. Pineapple shipments to China, the country's top export destination, climbed by 9.4%. The Philippines cornered 40% of the market share in China. Japan came next with 33% and South Korea with 16%. Shipments of the Philippines pineapples to both destinations expanded substantially from the previous year by a report 20% to Japan and 28% to the Republic of Korea, the FAO said. The United Nations agency also noted that the MD2 variety is sought after pineapple variety from the Philippines. The FAO said that the average export unit value of shipments from the Philippines to the world market rose by 6.3% to 630 per MT. Greater supplies from the top two, the Philippines accounts for 19% of the global pineapple shipments in 2024. Costa Rica topped the list with 68% share. Greater supplies from the top two exporters bolstered global pineapple traffic, growing by 5.2% to 3.2 million MT last year. According to information, weather conditions in key Costa Rican growing areas started off with hotter and drier weather than normal at the beginning of the year, the report said. This affected fruit flowering and caused concerns about production quantities, but substantially improved significantly, it added. Meanwhile, the FAO said global pineapple imports rose by 4.8% to 3.1 million MT. Citing industry sources, the report said the demand in the United States and the European Union has remained strong over the past year. In these markets, a significant volume of pineapples is consumed outside of the home. China's pineapple import registered increase because of the continued rise in consumer demand for high-quality fresh pineapple. For right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from a group by an artist by the name of Adi. And the name of this track is entitled Tahanan.
Araw-araw, tanging ikaw ang
Again, that was Adi with Tahanan. And we are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News for this evening. We're going to end the show from a song from an artist known as Earl Augustine. And the name of this track is T-Book. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Sa simpleng na pasulyap-sulyap, nagpapapansin sa'yo. Umabot sa palitan ng mga mensahe, kilig na kilig ako. Kumusta, kain na? Hello, magandang umaga. Ingat ka, pahinga, huwag kang masyadong magpupuyat pa. Naramdaman ng puso na dahan-dahan na kung nahuhulog sa'yo. Sa kada araw natin na pag-uusap, meron nang namumuo. Ngunit di ko na alam kung anong patutunguhan. Ang hiling ko lang naman na itong naramdaman.
Bigyan
aking nasaktan. Bigla na lamang ika'y di nagparamdam. Ako ba'y pinagsawaan o may ginagawa lahat? Sabihin ang totoo upang di naman ito. Saan ba lulugar? Dahil di ko na alam kung ano ang patutunguhan. Ang iling ko lang naman na itong naramdaman.
This is sound.